Oh, yeah. We're going to be milking them, boys. We're taking them in. Take them for a ride. It's the first video. Do it. The current takes us drifting down different paths. We're all in the same river. I'll see you at the end. Don't be scared of the way I'm going. I know it was my own choice. Gonna live my dream. Traveling around the country, getting all my teeth pulled until all I have is a gummy smile. I'll kiss you on the nose. This is my song. I hate teeth. Pull them from me. I didn't ask for these little enamel burdens. Please get them out of me. Bring it in now. Didn't ask for them, but they were given to me, and I'm pissed. Get 'em out of me, get 'em out of me, get 'em out of me. Get these fucking teeth out of me, get 'em the fuck out. Root stem it all. Intro.
Intro video too.
Intro.
Let's see what it. I hope it sounds good.
Cut.
So pause the recording.
Yeah, stop that.
Welcome in to Overwhelmed and Underproduced. All right, I want to give a special shout out right now because I forgot to do it on the last one or the last two. To Mr. Throb Hardwood at guzzlesemen@gmail.com. Thank you for telling us that our voices make your penis feel funny. We appreciate the feedback. That's a real thing.
Our voices make our penises feel funny, too.
Yeah, they do. So thank you, Throb Hardwood.
Appreciate it.
I posted that on my Instagram story and asked everybody if I should change my name to Throb Hardwood, and everyone said yes.
That's a good stage name.
Like 18 people said yes. So
that's enough.
I might do it.
That's all of them.
Imagine if I... No, Aaron... Or Aaron said no, as you can imagine why. But it would be really funny if I fucking did have to legally change... Or did legally change, yeah. change my name, yeah, and then yeah. they had to call me that at work and like have it on all of our shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
All your documents.
Yeah. Throb Hardwood.
Show people your ID. Funny. They're like, this is a fake ID. No, it's not.
No, sir, it isn't. I have my birth certificate in my back pocket because of this. It happens to me a lot. I'm Throb. Broccoli Throb.
Broccoli Throb. Brock Throb.
Hardwood. Hope you guys enjoyed our last one. It was the longest one we've ever done.
Yeah. If you Thank you, to that Tyler. Thing, good on you.
Thank you, Tyler. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, if you did listen to the whole thing.
You probably like sports. If you don't like sports, you probably didn't listen to the whole thing.
We didn't. We got after the first hour. Yeah, the first like hour 15, we talked a shitload of sports, and then we kind of just told stories and said random shit after that. So, yeah, hey, if you're thinking about going back and listening to it, the second half isn't just sports.
Well, here's something. All you guys listening, shoot us a, drop us a line. Go on our Facebook or our Twitter, any of our social medias, go to our website, I don't care, contact us somewhere, and then give us some talking point. If you want to hear us talk about something, or you've got a funny idea, or if you want to come on the podcast, anything.
Yeah, no, for real. It's, like, serious inquiries only, because I do this at my house, so like I don't want any fucking creepy weirdos. But yeah, if you have a fucking story to tell, please. At least,
talking points, if you've got cool ideas for something to talk about, or...
But yeah, no, not only serious inquiries, inquiries for coming on the podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
You can fucking send me whatever you want.
Yeah, send us a funny thing like Throb Hardwood did.
Send me something disgusting.
We'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We might, We're trying to brainstorm some ideas to be more interactive with
but
our
honestly,
loving listeners. You guys.
Thanks, guys, for whoever is listening. I made a post the other day, and we just had like steady. We've had steady. Our numbers have gone up steadily since the, you know, when we first broke 1,000, and now we're like way over 3,000 like downloads and plays total and everything.
That's good,
and that doesn't even account for like Spotify statistics, like before they just changed it, so it's more. So whoever you are, thank you. It's cool. It's creepy to think that people actually like listen to us talking about bullshit.
It's fun.
It's funny. It's alarming. Like there's been 30 since yesterday afternoon. There's been like 30 people have listened to our shit, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Who are you?
Yeah, who are you? That I looked at the, I can see like the geolocation shit and the statistics. There's a lot of people in, now there's people in New York City and Brooklyn that are listening.
Spread it around, Brooklyn people.
Yeah. You East Lansing, Michigan people are still up there. So thank you.
Cool.
Whoever you are. Keep it going.
Shoot us a line. We'll throw you a shout out.
Yeah, we will. It'll be fun. What did you do? Oh, changing whatever the fuck. Changing topics. What did you do today?
What did I do today?
What have you been doing?
Like chores around the house and stuff. And then I beat Red Dead Redemption 2 finally. Finally
fucking
beat it.
Right, man.
But it took me a long time.
So, Devin, when he beats a game, it's not just like he didn't just play through it. Like a normal person.
No.
He did something much
like an
more
insane
difficult.
Person. I do every single bit of side quest possible. I did all of the challenges. I bought all of the outfits and customized all the guns and went to every single square inch of the map. And, you know, just I did it all. You know, I picked every flower. I caught every fish. I tamed every horse. I did it. I played the game.
That's so fucking
And
crazy.
Then I beat it. There's still a few little, all I have left, because I want to get the Platinum Trophy, which is where you get all the achievements. There's just a few more things, like little collections, like there's these dream catchers you can find in the world.
Those are hard to find.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to look it up and just go around, because, I mean, the fact that I've put however many hours, probably somewhere between 200 and 300 hours into the game, and I've found 4 out of 20 dream catchers, and I've found like 2 out of 30 dinosaur bones.
Damn, that's
so
crazy.
Like, I don't know how I'm gonna just naturally find those.
See, the weird thing for me is games like that, I specifically go out and just wander like through the woods, and I try to go through the places where
you wouldn't
usually go, and I found one set of dream catchers through the entire... I've done that through the entire map, just wandered. One set of dream catchers I found. Or at least I noticed, because they are up in the trees. So it's like, you really kind of got to be looking for them.
I found one on I think the 4 I found, they've all been off the side of the road, like within viewing distance of the road. So I don't know if they're all like that.
Do they make a sound or anything?
I don't know. Maybe.
I wonder.
But one of them I just noticed. I was riding, and this was a road I've been back and forth on a million times, and I noticed it. And I'm like, oh, shit, I wonder how many times I've just ridden right past this thing and not noticed it. The thing is, if you use your eagle eye, it puts like a yellow glowy on it or whatever. It's like the, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a scent trail or something.
Yeah, yeah, it puts
it. Anyways, you can see it when you use your eagle vision. So really, that would be the way to find all those dinosaur bones and stuff. You just have to walk around the map and constantly just pop into eagle vision and like look around. Which is annoying because your horse slows down when you do that.
Yeah, that would be annoying as hell.
And it only lasts for a little bit, and then you have to do it again, and it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would just, I mean, I know that that's like the way to do it. That'd right. be like the good way to
I
do
wish
it.
There was, like, all the other things you can unlock if you, oh yeah, like I did all the crafting. I crafted all the satchels and got the master satchel where you can hold 99 of every item.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
So, like, there's shit like that where when you get all of the upgrades, it just, it's almost like game breaking. Like, when you get all the challenges done, you unlock bandoliers and gun holsters and shit, which increases your little health bars.
Yeah.
And when you get all of them, they're just maxed out. So all my health bars, health, stamina, and dead eye bars are maxed out. And then that satchel with 99 of everything. There should be something you can go and like craft a million different things, and then you get a thing that makes your eagle eye just, you should be able to just turn it on and just ride around and be able to see everything.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
But it should be hard to get.
You're right. Or, dude, that might be a cheat code. Did you look up any of the cheat codes? I didn't look up any of them.
No.
I kind of want to go do a cheat code playthrough.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I want to do another playthrough because I was all good in this one.
You want to do a shitty one?
I want to do an evil playthrough because it changes the cutscenes and, like, lots of stuff changes.
Oh, it changes the cutscenes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's fucking badass.
Like, almost all the cutscenes of, like, main stories and when you're interacting with people and doing stuff, it's all different depending on if you're good or bad.
I might do an evil playthrough this time around.
Yeah, and that's how the endings of the game are, too. There's, like, depending on, in that very last part, I don't want to give it away, but you decide if you're going to help somebody or you're going to go back and get the money. And, like, so that's a decision. And then also, on top of that, whether you're good or bad, all those choices change the
ending. See, I knew about that. I didn't realize that there were other cutscenes that were affected. That's pretty fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Though. That is cool.
Like, so, when one of the important characters goes to the doctor, that scene's different depending on choices. Like, if you're
good. Really?
Yep.
I'm going to ask you about that later because I want to know.
I'm trying not to spoil stuff for people.
That's fucking cool. Dude, if they haven't played through it by now, I mean, or if they've at least played it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well.
Well, here's one spoiler. Like, the guy who has you do the moneylender guy, Strauss.
Yeah.
Like, if you complete his whole line at the end, like, since I was being a good guy, the last few people he had me go collect money from, instead of collecting money, I gave them money and told them, you know, get out of here. Don't worry about the debt. And then I went back to camp and kicked Strauss out of the camp. And Drew was telling me that, like, and since I was good, I did it in one way. I was just like, these are good people and we're bad people and blah, blah, blah. But you need to get out of here. But if you're, like, evil, you go and you kick Strauss out and you're like, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to shoot you. You're like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And you're just, like, super evil about it to Strauss.
So if you're bad and you do the good thing.
Yeah, so you can do the good thing as a good guy and do the good thing as a bad guy. Or I think you could be a bad guy and take their money and not kick Strauss out of the camp. So I think you could just be straight up a bad guy.
See, I took their money.
And you didn't kick Strauss out of the camp.
No.
Exactly. So you did the bad thing as a good guy. So there's four options.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You can do the good thing or the bad thing, and then there's, depending on the cutscene that plays after, so I guess there's like four cutscenes for that one thing.
Oh, wow, cool. Yeah, I didn't.
And that's just one example. And that's the thing. As I was playing through, I'm like, oh, yeah, they were talking a big hype about how this game is like, there's so many decisions you make in the way you play, and you might miss things, and you can miss things. I was very purposely thorough and tried, and I think there were two side quests that, like, I didn't see.
Really?
Like the chain gang guys that you help out?
Yeah.
Mr. White and Mr. Black. Yeah. It said, you know, like you'll do a part of a side quest and then it'll be on your list and it says this will be continued at a later time.
Yes.
Like theirs was like that. And then whenever I went through the final missions or whatever, and then when I came back and like the epilogue, like it was gone. So like I don't think I did the very last mission of theirs.
I did do the very last mission of theirs.
But normally with those stranger missions or whatever, it'll pop up on the map and you can just go there and do it. But it wasn't on the map. I guess maybe you just have to get close enough, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think you just run into them on the road again.
So what happens at the end with them?
I fucking can't remember. I don't think they might like go their separate ways or something. Maybe they don't.
But I know like the first two times you meet them, they like hate each other, and then you meet them a third time and you help them out. But it's like, oh, one of them got bit by a snake or almost was dying or something. You give them medicine. I forget what happened, but it was like they hated each other, but now it's like they love each other and they're buddies. They're like, but they still talk shit to each other. I don't know. So I imagine by the end, they probably became best friends.
Yeah, probably. I don't even fucking remember. That whole game, I played it so much, so quickly, that I have that issue where I'll go into a game and just fucking, like, play it for, like, 8 hours, 10 hours a day. Just boom, boom, just nonstop until I'm, like, done.
No, I played it a little bit. I played it over the course of 2 months for maybe not even every day, 2 or 3 days a week. Most times it was only for a couple hours, or if it was a day off, I might do like 6 hours or something.
So yeah, that's good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to do the math on like how many
hours have you logged?
I don't know. I don't know how to see how many. There's not a thing on the... You'd think there would be, like, time played, because that's how most games are. It'll tell you how long you've played. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to see that. It's probably somewhere deep in the settings.
But if I had to guess, I would think, like, 200 hours or something.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. That's a lot of fucking time to get out of it's a lot to get out of a video game, dude. That's badass.
That's weird. Yeah.
Worth the money.
The only thing I can think of that was...
Is it worth the money?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Fucking great. You like the story, though, right?
I loved it. That's what I was going to talk about. Good. I mean, I think, like, of the beginning of the game and how the story went, and it's, like, a legit good story. It's almost like a damn movie or something. It's really good. And the acting.
Yeah.
And all the characters were, like, voice acted and motion captured by real actors.
Oh, I didn't know they were motion captured.
Yeah.
Man, captured.
Yeah, it was, like, full-on acting.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah. Man. That's a lot of the times I noticed in some of the cutscenes, like Arthur Morgan, I'm just like, damn, this is awesome. Like just the way he talks and all his lines and the delivery and the way he moves and shit, and knowing that it was motion capture, I'm like, damn, this is really good.
I had no idea it was motion capture. Oh, that is the coolest fucking shit I've ever heard. That changes everything.
But the story was great, man. And I played the shit out of the first Red Dead Redemption, which this is a prequel to. The first Red Dead Redemption, I fucking beat the snot out of that game. I got 100% completion on that one, too. Which took for fucking ever, doing all those treasure hunts and stuff. Because you're just looking at a little fucking shitty 1800s piece of paper with like a pencil drawing on it, trying to figure out where it is by landmarks.
Those are hard, man. They're hard in this game.
Yeah.
They're hard.
There were two of them I had to look up because they just frustrated me so much.
Same. Which ones?
The one that was like a snake. I didn't know.
I told you I got lucky with that one. That was the one I didn't have to look up.
If I had stumbled across that snake thing, I would have, oh, that's it. But I had never found that. So I was looking at the map and I was thinking it was a road or like a river. All it looked like was just this windy snake thing. And I'm like, is that a trail or a mountain range or a river or what? And I spent so long just looking at the map in detail for anything that kind of looked like that. And then going there and it's not there. And it's like, what the fuck? Because there's no scale to it. You're like, I don't know how big this is. Is this 50 feet or like a football field or what?
Yeah, it's fucking...
And so it was that one, annoying. And then it was... I can't remember the other one. No, I think the other one was one that I haven't done because it was in the place that you can only get to at the end of the game, that locked off portion of the map.
That's the one that that's the other one that I had to look up.
Because I looked all over the map for it everywhere, and I eventually got frustrated, so I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, well, that explains it. It's on a part of the map that I haven't unveiled
That's the
yet.
One that has the two pieces of the map that you find in two separate yes. buildings. Yeah, that's the one. That's the other one I had to look up, dude. Because I found the one from the one hermit guy, and then I fucking looked at that map. Dude, I probably spent fucking 4 hours trying specifically to find that other half. Just try to fucking find it. And I just couldn't, dude. I went to every place that I thought. I was referencing the map. I was all fucked up. So mad. And I just was like, fuck it. And I just looked up the guide. I felt kind of bad. But
well, I found
like,
the
well.
Two pieces of the map.
Yeah, see, I couldn't myself. Find the second piece. That's awesome that you found the two by yourself. Not me.
But then the,
made
the,
me mad.
The location of the treasure, I couldn't figure it out, and it turns out it's on a place of the map that you can't go until you've beaten the game.
And then I was like, well, I'll at least, like, well, at the very least, like, take the two pieces and I'll look at it, and then I'll find it on my own. And I couldn't even do that. I had to look up
yeah, those treasures are
where
hard,
it
bro.
Was, man. Because, like, there's a, where it is there's just, like, a wall. It's just, like, desert, and then there's, like, a wall of, like, canyons, and I kept comparing the map, and I like couldn't quite get
dude
it.
It's so cool the way it ties into the first game, though. Like whenever you do go down to New Austin, that part of the map that was
yeah.
locked off, because that's the map from the first game. It's almost the whole thing.
I know it's really close.
Because in the first game, you could go down into Mexico too, but you can't do that in this one. But
you can with a glitch, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a glitch that you can get over that wall on the other side of the river.
There's
a smaller
there?
Wall. Yeah, apparently there's that fort where you met Bill.
Well, that's
Red
not
Dead.
In Mexico. Fort Mercer is like right near the first town in the first game. Like Fort Mercer's, you can go there in the epilogue.
Well, then there's a different place.
Now I did find out how to. I did find out how to glitch down into that part of the map before you get to the epilogue. Which, I mean, there's nothing to do. There's no quests or anything.
It's just walking around.
I just
around
did it
the
to
land.
Grab to tame one of the horses for the whole challenge of taming all the horses.
Nice.
Which that horse has a very small chance to spawn in the regular map.
But it is hard
it's
to find.
Super rare. But there's like a area where they're really common down in the New Austin area. So I just was like, fuck it. I'll glitch down there. And it was stupid. You just replay this one mission where you're going in the graveyards in Saint-Denis and you fight the grave robbers or whatever. And then the cops come and you sneak around them. And all you do is you replay that mission. And then instead of sneaking around the cops, you just get spotted by the cops and then run away and complete the mission. And then it pops you back out, and you're done. And that's it. Now you can go down there. Strange glitch.
That's so weird.
It's not even one of those, like, sometimes it's like, oh, go to this wall, and then, like, walk backwards up, and it'll, like, push you through the wall, and then you walk under the map. And it's like, no. Just, like, pick one specific mission from Chapter 4, replay it, get seen by the cops, and escape. And then that's the trigger. That's what lets you go down to the... that part of the map.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Weird. Somewhere in the line of code, there's just that little...
flipped a little switch.
The glitch to get into Mexico.
But
you can look at it on
it's
YouTube.
It's not like an exploit or anything. It's not like you can go down there and, like, get access to special weapons or any gold or, like, there's nothing...
there's just nothing to do.
It's not like it's, like, taking advantage or anything. It just let me get that challenge done earlier than I would have normally.
Which was your favorite gang camp to kill?
I still haven't found the Lobos or the Laramie. Wait, I did find the Laramie. I haven't found the Skinners camp.
Oh.
I mean, I've fought all a bunch of Skinners, and I did all the bounties and stuff with the Skinners, but apparently I haven't found their main hideout yet.
Oh, I think I know exactly which one that
or
is.
Or maybe,
it's fucking
maybe
scary.
They don't have one. Because it says that the Lobos guys have two of them.
Yeah, that Lobos, one of the Lobos ones was my favorite.
You barely even interact with them. And like,
yeah, you hardly do.
You just play through the story, and it doesn't really even send you down into New Austin at all.
I know.
I guess you just have to wander down there.
I went down there, and I fucked... I just went in and just fucking destroyed them, and it was awesome. It was the one that's like has the docks on it and the big ship, and you can go down in the bottom of the ship and get a bunch of gold and shit. It's fucking cool.
Where is this?
It's one of those Del Lobos gang camps.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's like right on the water. It's on the river.
I got a little bit more stuff to do. I got to go explore New Austin and find all the Lobos gang camps. And
yeah, it's fun. That one is fucking fun because you can go on the boat.
I like all the big epic fights you have in the missions in that game. I got to the point, like when I first started playing, especially when I would just play at your house, and I'm like, let me try first person. I'm like, oh shit, this is fucking hard. And I get annihilated, but now I'm like a fucking god. I could go through with just the basic, not upgraded Cattleman revolver with basic ammo and just one pistol and just beat any mission like it's nothing.
Damn.
It's just easy. Once you get the gist of how to like lock onto people and then aim up a little bit and it's just headshot, like it's nothing.
So you just totally mastered
that
shit. And
then by the end of the game, you have the upgraded Deadeye where you can just keep shooting while you're in Deadeye and it highlights all their vital areas and stuff.
Yeah, so you just fucking made that game your bitch.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you.
And then you you also take advantage of every time you enter Deadeye, it reloads your gun. So you shoot five times and then just go into Deadeye and get a headshot and then shoot five times and just go into Deadeye and get a headshot and you just keep shooting. You never reload.
Ooh. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, man.
So you,
tips and tricks. Yeah. Tips and tricks flying in, dropping it in your cornhole.
Yeah, dude.
Coming in hot, dropping in pachinki.
That's the difference between like a passive gamer like me and somebody like you. It's just like you figure all this. I don't even know. I didn't even know half of the stuff. Like, I didn't even care to know either.
Oh, but you want to fuck people up, dude? Take the time and craft the explosive rounds for your guns. That shit's fucking crazy. You put explosive rounds in any gun, it's a one-shot kill. You fucking explodes. It's an exploding bullet. You shoot them in the head, their head disintegrates into red mist. And then the incendiary rounds for the shotgun are fucking amazing, dude. That's my favorite. So brutal.
What do they do?
They just... It's like flaming buckshot. Like, it looks like an explosion coming out of your shotgun. And then whenever it hits people and things, it just sets everything on fire. Whenever we were in Bronte's house, I fucking pulled out the incendiary shotgun and set the whole fucking house on fire. Nice. But it was epic, dude. It's just brutal. The shotgun generally is brutal in that game.
Yeah, it is.
The physics of the bodies when you shoot them and everything, and if you shoot somebody in the head with a shotgun, it just their head's gone.
Yeah, that's
just like
cool.
A fucking stump.
That shit is
cool. You can shoot
cool.
People's hands off and shit.
It's great.
Ugh.
Did you ever throw someone on the train tracks?
Yeah.
Did it give you a thing like it did in the other game?
I think so. I'm trying to remember. That was one of the challenges.
Really?
That was one of the bandit challenges, was hogtie someone and throw them on the train tracks three times.
That's awesome.
So I was like a psychopath, and I just stood next to the train tracks waiting on people to walk by and be like, come here, you. When you hogtie people when they're on a horse, it's fucking brutal. It yanks them down. They fucking smash their head on the ground.
Yeah. I hogtied them, put them on the train tracks, and then I sat there in photo mode and posed him to where I was like just chilling, like smiling, and the guy was on the train tracks like wiggling behind me, and I took a shitload of pictures, and I sat there waiting like that for an hour.
Oh, the train.
And the train never fucking came, and I was just like,
oh,
and I just gave up. I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah, in the first game, whenever you put them on the train tracks, and if the train comes and hits them and kills their body, you get an achievement called Dastardly, and it's like a picture of a guy with twirling his mustache.
Yeah. This is fucking brutal, man.
Yeah.
They should have had a train, like, crash scene with you on it in that game. Ooh. That would have been so fucking
it's
bad.
It's hard to survive that.
I know. Still would have been cool. Kind of like Uncharted.
You're
at the beginning of that one where you're climbing up the trains off the edge of the thing.
That Uncharted game is fucking hardcore. I'm still at the end of that one. I need to go back.
I love them. I haven't played that new one.
It's Uncharted 2. It's like at the end you go to this like Mayan temple area and there's these big fucking like Yeti monster people that are like the Hulk. And you can shoot them like 100 times in the head and they just keep coming and it's really fucking annoying.
There's an actual Yeti in that game too.
Yeah. No, cool. That's what they are. They're like these Yeti human things. They're like mutants or something. Or they're just Yetis. I don't know. But they were like, they're not just monsters. They actually were part of that civilization.
Those games are so good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Yetis, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. There have been multiple sightings up like about 45 minutes north of where we live in Georgia of Bigfoot.
Good.
I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. I've talked about it with you and other people. Here. But yeah, dude.
I'll leave some food out on my porch for him.
All separate times, same general location, like within like a mile of each other of
probably
sightings.
Probably keeping them in Dawson Forest, dude.
No, this is like actually up in the Chattahoochee National Forest, like up by Helen and shit.
Mm.
Yeah. And there have been people just seeing them. And this one... The last one was this old lady, and she saw him in the daytime, like within 50 feet of her car on the side of the road walking up a hill on the embankment.
I need video or something.
I know, dude. I need video too, dude, but it's like, it shit is freaking me out.
I'm not going to trust the word of random little old lady.
Me either. And the first one was this couple was driving home. It was like 12:30 p.m. and it was crossing the road. And they saw it about like 50 yards out or something. Just this big ass thing across the road.
Wait, you mean 12:30 a.m. like at nighttime?
Yeah, nighttime. So it's like, who the fuck knows? But I just loved how all the... I told you about how all the fucking guys were like, it's a bear walking upright.
Yeah.
Because like, that's normal. They do that all the time. And it's like...
They don't walk long distances, like, just chilling. Like, yeah. This is how I'm going to walk for the next mile.
And, like, I don't know if that's true around here, but do bears hibernate here, even though we have, like, a very moderate
I think so.
Winter? Because I'm thinking, like...
I don't know, but I think
so. You're telling me that most bears are hibernating, and then there's just a few rogue ones that are walking around on two legs, just fucking strolling around in the woods.
Pretending to be Bigfoot.
Yeah, like, I don't... And plus, black bears aren't that tall. I don't even think if they stood up, they would be 7 or 8 feet tall.
Black bears are smaller.
Yeah. So it'd be like a little Danny DeVito motherfucker, hairy Danny DeVito, walking on two legs across the road, and someone's like, oh, it's Bigfoot. It's like,
aren't you supposed to be taking a nap, Danny DeVito?
Aren't you hibernating now? Isn't that your time? Sparks tags, Mr. Sparks. You need to come on the podcast. You're supposed to be on it on Friday, you bastard. Anyway, he tagged me in a video about giants, because we had talked about the giant shit.
Like in the rock wall, Texas?
Yes, but it was like
was
just
that in
giants.
Texas?
I think it was in Texas, yes.
That's also where in London, Texas, they found that hammer that was like a million years old.
Oh, shit, maybe remember? I'm getting those two mixed up.
Well, that's London, Texas, but I think Rockwall is in Texas. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's in Arkansas or something.
Maybe.
Whatever. It's a town.
But yes,
Rockwall.
Similar to that giants, and it was. This was like all over the world, where they had found these fucking just this crazy shit. These like massive caverns filled with fucking little notches and tunnels and. Fucking shit and bones that are way too big, bro.
Like the place where they found the discs.
Yeah, similar to that. Yeah, they found places like that all over the place.
Or was that the little people in that cave?
There were little people in that cave, but it was still a cave system similar to that shit that they find.
Like
all these
in China, where they had the plumbing that's like 60,000 years old, and it's like pipes and
like how the fuck does that happen? But no, the one that the thing that scared the shit out of me is they found like a femur of a, and it was like a human bone or something human. And they said that the size of the femur would have equated a 7.5 meter tall thing.
Oh, shit. That's like 21 feet or
yeah, it's like something. 21 feet. It's close. It's over 20 feet tall.
Let's find out. I've got a converter on my quackulator.
And that shit, like, and it's all speculation. It was a fucking YouTube video. But either way, the idea that they actually found that bone.
Length.
And it would be that big of a thing. It's like, what do we even know? At this point, what the fuck do we even know? I hope I find some giant bones.
That's 24.5 feet.
Yeah. Wow. But, you know, it could be anything. It might not be a human bone. I don't know how they test for shit like that.
I don't know either.
But they were definitely covering their ass in this video.
What would have a femur that looks like that, though?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, dude. But it, 20-foot fucking tall person?
Yeah, even if it's not, say it's not a giant human, what is it then? What has a femur bone like that?
I don't know. It's just crazy that they found shit like this on Earth. They found all that stuff. That's Have you ever heard of hollow Earth theory?
Yeah, dude. We talked about that, I think, on the podcast.
We talked about it on the podcast?
I think so.
Maybe we have.
Yeah. About how it's like there's a whole entire fucking world underneath the crust.
Yeah, civilization.
And there's like
underneath
a biome, and there's like plants.
And there's a tiny sun.
Yeah. Some people think that there's a sun that basically... that it's, I don't know how to describe it, that there's like a little sun inside.
Yeah, the
like
prevailing...
It's like an egg.
For what I did a little bit of research on it the other day. The prevailing theory is that the crust of the Earth is 800 miles deep, and then once you get past that, there's an actual...
Dude, I don't even think it's that. Oh, but that's, this is in the hollow Earth
thing? This is hollow Earth theory shit. 800 miles deep, and they think that the two poles of the Earth, that those are the places where you can like get in. Because it was first observed.
It's just a big hole?
Yeah, that there's like, that's the passageway. I don't know. They didn't really go into detail. They just said that like the two poles are the places where you can access the fucking way to get into the hollow Earth people. I don't know. But yeah, so the crust is 800 miles deep. And inside of that, there's a bubble of life. And there's a tiny sun inside of the
in
bubble.
In the middle?
Yes, in the middle of the Earth.
So what do you stand on?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. It didn't make any sense. It was
so
the stupidest shit.
Gravity invert for them, and they're standing like upside down compared to us?
I probably. Shit was so goddamn stupid.
That doesn't make any
but
sense.
But it was just making me laugh. The whole thing was just making me laugh. And it all started because this one scientist back in the day, like the 1800s or maybe even 1600s, he was talking about how they would find the magnetic anomalies closer to the poles.
Yeah.
And so he was like, well, then there's something wrong. There's something causing the shift.
That's where the center of the magnetic thing converges.
I know. Well, he thought that it was because of there were multiple spheres inside of the Earth spinning simultaneously with the Earth in different directions, and that's what was causing the magnetic anomalies. And he wrote like papers and papers about this. It was like a very
gyroscopes.
Yeah, basically like gyroscopes of Earth crust moving underneath our crust. And this was like a thing that people bought into, and it.
I think the more plausible hollow Earth theory is that there's giant, like really, really, really large subterranean caves that are like so big that there's an entire like biome of life inside with plants and trees and animals and dinosaurs and shit, and then the light in there is probably from like bioluminescent things, like, you know how when you go deep in the ocean there's animals?
Yeah.
So it's probably all the trees, it's probably like Avatar, all the trees give off light and shit like that, and that's what the more plausible thing is, even though even still, that the idea of that much weight above the ceiling of this cave, it would crush under its own weight, I think. And not to mention, from what we know, that the crust is only a few miles deep, and then it's like, I think it's like 5 to 10 or something. Don't quote me.
I don't know.
And then below that, for the rest of the way, it's all just like lava. So, like, I don't know where you're planning on having entire fucking giant biomes.
Yeah, what do they breathe down there? Oxygen?
I mean, if you have a biome, it can have its own...
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's its own contained thing. There's a cool thing you can do. You get a big, giant glass jar, like a giant fishbowl, like really big, and you put inside of it, you go out in the woods... And ooh, scoop up a bunch of, like, dirt and shit and throw it in there.
Yeah.
And then stop it up and put a little water in there and stop it up. And then it will grow plants and stuff and have its own. And you just put it in the sunlight and it makes its own biome to where it grows, like, little plants and things in there. And then it has its own cycle of, like, producing water and, like, it can stay like that for forever. And the shit just, like, grows, and it's its own life cycle. It becomes its own biome. And the water goes, it has, like, I guess, like, you know, it gets, like, steamy in there, and then the water goes back into the plants, and then it comes back out, and it's just a whole fucking cycle of life. There's people who have had these, like, I saw YouTube videos about people making them, and people are like, took this one out. I've had this one for 60 years, or my great-grandpa gave it to me, or whatever.
What?
Yeah. You just...
Oh, you needed some dirt? From the woods?
You want like dirt that has like rotten leaves and stuff in it and seeds and shit.
Yeah, but you just get a big ass scoop of dirt from the woods. Yeah, you're not going
to go grab a scoop of Georgia red clay and throw it in there. But if you go to like the fucking rainforest or the jungle and scoop up a bunch of just crap from the floor, like that dirt and the fucking mulch and stuff and throw it in there, put a little water in there and stop it up and leave that bitch in the sun. Yeah, it'll be its own life system, completely contained. And it has all the water and everything it needs, and it just cycles.
So it just knows what to do.
Yep.
One little tiny chunk knows what to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
All because of light.
Yep.
That's the whole catalyst for it, right? You get the light from
the sun, and then exactly. It's the sunlight.
Wow, dude. That's fucking crazy. I've never known that. I never knew that. I don't know how I didn't know that. That sounds like some shit you would learn in elementary school, so yeah, I feel weird. Yeah,
you'd think that they would have had us do
that. They probably did. That's the coolest thing ever. Had to have been like a science fair thing or something. Or science.
I kind of want to make one now and see what it looks like in 20 years. I definitely want
to make
one.
I'm going to. I'm going to make one. Like, I'm just going to keep it on my back porch. Like, what the fuck?
Be like, check this out. Absolutely. And then years later, you're like, check this out. This thing's been sealed for years, and it's got its own little fucking... microbot, and there's living things in there.
My fucking dad has he's got a big ass terrarium thing he doesn't even use. I'm definitely gonna do that. I'm definitely gonna go out in the woods, grab some dirt and leaves.
Seal
that
terrarium up. It's gotta be
airtight. Sure, I'll find a way. I'll find a way to make it airtight.
100%.
Easily. I mean, it's already like sealed glass, and then if I put a top on and I just like caulk it shut, this bitch ain't coming up, you know, it's gonna be shut, so. Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm doing that. Well, that's
imagine
so
pressure
cool.
builds up.
Pressure probably does build up. Or does it?
I think it would. I think a little bit would.
Well, then how the fuck... There's got to be a way to seal it good.
Yeah. There's well, I mean, the ones I've seen, it's like a big bulb. Like, you know how those water jugs have, like, the small top? How it just kind of tapers off?
Yeah.
It's like that, except like a big round glass sphere.
It's a big sphere, but it's got a little
mouth.
And they just plug it?
Yeah, you just plug that bitch shut.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll just Google like the... They probably sell that shit to make them. I'll just order one. I'll order a big round sphere with a top.
Yeah, we'll just watch YouTube videos. How to make your own glass biome.
I went... So, speaking of going to the woods... I went out with my neighbor today out in my woods, and we were trying to figure out, because he has like a, we kind of live in like a hole, But he really lives in a hole. So he gets, when it rains really hard, and it has been, thank God it's been sunny. It's going to rain again for like 5 days, but it's just been raining nonstop. And
God damn it.
I know. But when it rains really hard, he has a fucking river that just straight up goes straight to his house, like straight into his house, down into the foundation, fucking comes up. His whole basement flooded. It was just fucked up.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Actually in his house. Okay.
Yeah, his whole basement flooded. He got it fixed since then, but like last week, his whole basement was fucking flooded. He said he stayed up all night with a fucking shop vac, just sucking it up and dumping it and sucking up and dumping Jesus. It to make sure it didn't get to the carpet. It's like, oh, dude, that sucks. But anyway, so
it didn't get to the carpet like upstairs?
No, inside or downstairs. There's carpet downstairs.
Oh, so it only flooded like a little bit.
Yeah, it was coming up through the, he said like around the piping. Like it was basically coming up through the fucking ground.
Coming up in one spot in his basement.
Yeah, it just wouldn't
stop.
And
he had to fight it off.
Yes.
God damn it.
I know. Shit sucks. But so we're trying to figure out like the best way, because I have a creek that runs through my backyard. Well, backyard, it's a bunch of woods. It's like fucking 2 acres of woods. But there's a creek. So I'm like, we're trying to figure out a way to divert it, the water coming down. So that, because he's going to have to use my yard.
Put one like culvert, like fucking ditch on the side yes. in between your houses?
Yes, we are. We're going to have to build like an actual
fake creek. You're going to combine forces?
Yeah.
Like, let's do this.
We have to. Because he has to get through my fence to get down to that creek. And so we walk down to the creek to see which way it comes. And it basically already flows that way, but like we want to like really guide it like perfectly to that creek. But the creek starts in our backyards underground.
Wow,
we found
cool.
that out today. It's fucking crazy, dude.
That's neat.
Yeah. So the water, we go up to the edge of it. I'm like, there it is. And we're both looking and we're like, oh shit. That's like coming from underground, and there's this huge like cave thing that you could just walk into, and that's
you
where
you go into a cave in your backyard.
Yeah, it's small. You'd have to crouch, but like,
it's, oh, we're going there.
Yeah, that's where the water comes from.
Oh, we're gonna film that, put it on the website, dude.
So there's like a
us dying. In
there's
the cave
a natural
in your backyard.
Like there's like some type of natural spring coming up back there, and just going creating a river.
Ooh,
a small river.
You should
it goes
get
all the way to
some
Lake
of that
Mayor.
Water and get some test strips and see what's in it, and you know, see
ooh,
if
I
you
should.
Got some clean spring water. That'd be nice if you had a clean
that
spring
would
in your
be
backyard.
Fucking cool. That would be really cool. Make some moonshine.
Sure.
Oh boy. Make some moonshine. Make some money.
Yeah.
Real is it illegal to make water. Moonshine here now?
Oh, almost certainly. To
really?
Sell it,
I thought it,
you can make it and drink it yourself, but if you're going to sell it, that's when it becomes illegal.
Oh, but you can just make it?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Just let it sit in your...
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that you can just make it. But once you start selling it, that's when it's like, oh, you don't have a license.
Dude,
and
I was,
blah, blah, blah.
I was thinking about shit like that, too. And I don't know a lot about gold mining or how to find... Like, I know around here is like a big, huge gold... Like the gold rush, you know, we have festivals about it and shit, and the gold mines up in Dahlonega. But I don't know what like creates gold naturally, what environment, but I'm like, I'm thinking that there's a little natural thing back there, a little natural stream coming out of the ground. I'm like, that seems like a good place where gold would be.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know, but I want to find out. So I'm going to get a gold van, and I'm going to go back there and
well, we
fucking do that
go
shit.
Back there unless we got to have a reality television show. If you're going to be paying for gold, dude.
You're right. Now, my dad's got one of those like legit gold pans, and I'm going to take one and go see what's up back there. If I found
dude, if you
chunks.
If you just pan for gold in that little creek in your backyard and find any gold... or and especially if you find multiple pieces, I'd be like, we're going in that cave, dude. We're going in the cave.
I want to go into it anyway. I at least want to jump down there and look inside. Because it's like a huge... It goes down probably like 5 feet down to the creek. It's like a little ravine that mm-hmm. then leads. So I want to I at least want to jump in there and then like look inside the hole, see where the water's
coming from. Springs are really
neat.
Like when you're on a mountain and you just find like a place where a, like a little stream or creek starts, and it's just a damn water's just springing up out the ground on the, off the side of a mountain. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, how is it like pressure that's like shooting it up through like cracks in the rock and it's just popping out right here?
I guess. Well, aren't there like watersheds underneath the ground, like where just water sits once it goes down in and it's filtered out from the...
Is that an aquifer?
An aquifer, yeah. No, aren't aquifer...
I don't know.
That maybe that might be an aquifer.
I don't know what that is. Now I'm confused.
Or aquifers man-made.
I know some things are like the top of a mountain. I know some things are like the top of the mountain's all snowy, so it's just like snow melt or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think some of them just pop up out of the ground because it's like there's water under the ground and it gets pressurized and just shoots up out the cracks. I'm pretty sure.
I bet you Sparks knows so much about this.
Oh,
he's
going to
be texting us
he's
and be like,
laughing
it was
at us right now. You was, fucking retards.
Yeah, he's going to be like, it was actually this. It was actually this. Like he did with the other thing. What was that other thing that we fucked up?
Oh, yeah. We need to correct that.
Yeah, we should.
We should have corrected it. We should correct it at the beginning of a podcast where everybody listens. So we'll mention it next time. Remind me to mention it again next time. But we were talking about the Challenger. Disaster with the space shuttles or whatever.
Yeah, we were actually talking about something different.
No, there was another one that starts with a C. Sparks called us out on it because he was like, dude, that was before you guys are born, you fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I don't have the text anymore because I got a new phone.
Oh, I do. Let's see. Say something while I'm looking this up.
Oh.
To entertain the people.
So it was the one that I remember is there was a teacher on board. And we talked about that. But it was like a space shuttle. And he said it was when they were coming back. I think they took a teacher on board. They went up and like orbited around the Earth. And I don't know what all they did. All I know is when they were coming back, it blew up and everybody died, including the teacher. And everybody was
Columbia.
Sad. Columbia. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got it mixed up because I guess Challenger was one in... I think he said it was like 86 or 87
or something.
Yeah, he said
86.
So that was before we were born.
But I like how he tried to get me on the whole, like, it's easy to become a teacher thing. And then he sent me the practice test for the becoming a teacher test. And I got a 100 on it. It made me laugh.
Oh, so you were saying, we were talking about how it's easy, and he's like, no, it's not
easy.
Yeah,
he says it's not easy. You actually have to take, we were talking about, do you even have to take a test to become a teacher? And we didn't know. And he said, you do. And he sent us the link on there, and I took it. It's like a 10-question practice test for
Wouldn't
the actual
there be
thing.
Different tests for different types of teachers and different grade levels and different
subjects? Apparently not, dude. Apparently not. I got it right here. It's the,
What's it called?
It's called the GACE Program Admission Practice Test.
What's the GACE?
Georgia Association of... I don't know. Something with teachers.
Certified Educators?
Maybe. That's a good guess. See, you'd probably get a 10. You'd probably get all 10 questions right on that fucking practice
test. Nice. Yeah,
guaranteed,
baby.
Dude. I went in there. And then he fucking texted me and was like... Or he texted us on the thing, and he was like, that was actually pretty easy.
And I took it too.
And after he was like, that was actually easy. And then I did take it, and I was like, dude, it's it's too easy.
What even is it?
It's just a bunch of random questions. It's basically like you get a sentence, and then you have to figure out which word makes the most sense in the sentence.
What?
It's pretty much what all of them are.
A test to become a teacher should be like, what are like the main learning styles that people have?
Yeah, right?
And
I know.
It should be about teaching.
That's a practice test.
You know what
I'm saying? So I don't know, but if that is the test, it's like they're basically going off of general competence. Because
if you're like, are you stupid? No. Are you not stupid? Come on in.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of the question. It'll be like, Becky was walking down the street and her boyfriend said, hey, look at blank. and it's like bird, flatulon, milk fuck, sardine, and you're like, bird.
Nice.
Yeah, that's even very dumbed down.
Well, yeah, I get it.
That's basically what it was.
Flatulon. Yeah, we got to include that on a new podcast.
But
song.
It's really dumb. It just seems dumb.
The Ballad of
Flatulon. So I'm sorry to fucking offend Mr. Teacher Defender here, but
Flatulon milk fuck.
I don't know. I'm still not sold, especially after he sent me that shit. Because after I took that, I was like, I might as well sign up for that GACE test. Just sign up for it. Pay the money and go take it and see if I pass. Because how fucking funny would that be if I passed just that test? Like all these people went to 4 years of college to become a teacher, 6 years or whatever the fuck. And I walk in and pass it.
Oh, dude, I feel
how
like
hilarious would that be?
That test is just one thing. Like you can get 100 on that test, but like say you with the no qualifications,
yeah,
that you
none,
have,
zero.
You can go get 100 on that test, but you're not going to get a job being a professor.
No, I wouldn't.
At a college,
no, absolutely not.
Or
but
even
it would just
being
be
a high
funny.
School teacher.
It would just be funny. But then again, what if I just did?
Would you?
Yeah, would I?
You could. You could go be a coach, and the coaches all teach a class.
But that's like, if I signed up and I passed the bar exam studying on my own, am I allowed to become
yes,
a lawyer?
Yes, definitely. Oh,
you
certainly.
Are?
Yeah, but the bar exam's like legit a hard test.
Yeah, but what if you just didn't go to school at all, and you studied 100% on your own to become a lawyer, and then you pass the bar exam? Do you?
Yes.
Without a cert? Without
you'd
a
get hired for sure.
Really? That's cool.
I think that
it's actually kind of dope.
Yeah, because that test is so hard. It's one of those like, can you do it? Yes. Do you know your shit? Yes. You'd have to interview well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're going to be questioning like, why the fuck does this guy not have a degree or whatever? But if
but
you
would be qualified
you know
to
shit,
be a lawyer at that point.
Yeah. But it sounds like this test doesn't have a damn thing to do with like whether or not you're going to be a good teacher. It's just like, are you a fucking dumbass or not?
I read this whole article about this guy that did that exact same thing where it's like this test to get into law school that you have to take. And he never went to college and he just did it. He just like studied a little bit and took that test and got like in the upper 80th percentile.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, it was just, that was the
he
whole
got into
article.
Law school?
No, he didn't even apply. He just took the test
to
see what
would
happen.
To take it.
And it was just funny. The whole thing. I mean, it was written in a way that was like very amusing. Cause he was just like a guy that just was fucking around, but he wanted to see if he could do it. And he
I
did
think
it.
Most jobs, if you know your shit, it doesn't matter about your degree. Like the degrees help for like when an employer is hiring somebody just to help kind of like filter people out. But if you can like, if you know somebody, if you can get an interview and interview well and show that you know the shit, that other stuff doesn't matter in a lot of fields.
In most fields, apparently.
Yeah.
Because if you just walk in with real life experience or like real, you know, experience that qualifies you for the job, they give it to you.
Yeah. It's like, I guess the harder part would just be getting that interview.
True. True.
Which, again, depends on the field.
Yeah.
But I think most fields, like, as long as you could teach yourself whatever it is, and as long as you really do know it, and especially on top of that, if you have any sort of real-life experience doing it, like, you should be able to get a job.
Yeah. All I can think of is the guy from Catch Me If You Can that passed the bar exam. Claimed to pass it for real.
But he didn't.
And he actually studied. No, he did.
He did?
Yeah, he did. He took it and he passed it. That was the whole thing. That was like the whole thing of the movie. It's like, how the fuck did you pass the bar exam in Louisiana? And he was like, I studied for 2 weeks in a hotel. And he was like, no, you didn't. How did you actually pass it? And he was like, I studied for 2 weeks straight and I passed it. And that was the whole thing.
I feel like it'd take longer than 2 weeks.
It kept happening where he was like, how did you pass it? That was the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks kept asking him over and over again, how did you pass the bar exam?
Because Tom Hanks was thinking he cheated somehow.
Yeah, he cheated. He held true. No, he really did. I looked that shit up.
What was his name? Frank Abagnale?
Yeah, Frank Abagnale. He did it. He passed the bar exam without
going to college. What a baller. It's like how he pretended to be a doctor and all he had ever done was watch old TV shows about doctors. And they said some shit, like, what do you think? And he's like, do you concur? And they're like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah. What a life. That guy had to have had the craziest fucking life.
And then he became, like, he worked for the cops, helping them catch other counterfeiters and scammers.
He works for fucking Fortune 500 companies.
Oh, is he, like, a security expert yeah. now?
Yes. Yeah.
Is he still alive?
I think.
Cool.
Yeah. What a fucking lucky motherfucker. I guess he spent a little...
he's lucky he's not in jail for the rest of his life.
I think he spent a little bit of prison time, but he did. Like, I feel like it's worth it. Now he's a fucking millionaire for sure. A legit one.
Well, he's so talented. I'm sure people were like, we can't let his talents go to waste. Yeah,
exactly. It's one of those things when you're that good, they just got to keep you. All right, well... we're like an hour, so I guess we'll call it.
All right, guys. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back around.
We appreciate you. Come on down to the hills again. Yeah. We'll give you the hillbilly bumpkin do around. We're going to spin you up, spit all up in there.
Just spit it back out for you.
We're going to spit it in, you spit it out, boy.
Yeah, write us some shit. We'll give you a shot. All right, bye. Outro!